The Craftsman, in Lantern Theatre's seamless world premiere production, is a play the stage company commissioned. It's a knockout, with no questionable plot twists and no coincidences to buy into. It's also proof that real life can be at least as strange as fiction. The Craftsman is a true story told with Graham's flourishes that turn the tale into riveting theater. It's about a Dutch painter who became an art dealer and sold a prized work to Hermann Göring, Hitler's field marshal. That artwork had been authenticated by Dutch experts as a painting by the revered artist Jan Vermeer, and the dealer was accused of selling a national treasure to the Nazis. The leading Dutch art critic of the day, a snooty man named Abraham Bradius, figured in both the authentication and later the trial of the dealer. In Graham's play, the young artist who's not yet a dealer confronts Bradius after a bad review.
And this review may have ruined my career. Do you take no responsibility for that?
I'm sorry you feel that way, but I stand by my review, sir.
No, you're not. You're not sorry. It's fun to write a bad review, isn't it? Gives you a chance to show off your wit.
Believe whatever you like.
It's not fun to write a bad review, but whatever the case, Graham uses this argument through the play as the artist's motivation to somehow get back at the critic. You can call this a revenge play. Several of the characters want it, almost as a form of redemption for the way the war changed them. That is particularly true of the prosecutor, a character meticulously performed by Ian Merrill Pekes, who comes to realize that his sudden power in the post-war government is not really a blessing, and that the art dealer he's demonized has his own scars. The dealer is played by Anthony Lawton, the critic is Paul L. Nolan, and Dan Hodge plays a lawyer whose reverence for the law trumps the national thirst for getting even. The ensemble acting is terrific, and the audience feels like the jury in the courtroom scenes. The Craftsman runs through December 17th. For WHYY, I'm Howard Shapiro.